In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint John Macias is a saint of all and for all. He had many supernatural gifts from God and did many penances, but he was a simple saint. He was a saint for the poor, the sick, the widows, and the orphans, and especially for the most marginalized of the city of Lima in those years. The Indians and the blacks were his friends, but also the poor and the rich Spaniards. He loved everyone with a father's love and helped everyone. He fed the poor every day. He asked the rich for alms for the poor and helped and consoled them in their tribulations. Everyone came to him for comfort or help. He prayed a lot for the souls in purgatory. That is why someone has called him the thief of purgatory. According to some reliable witnesses, God had revealed to him that towards the end of his life, he had freed 1,400,000 souls from purgatory. He was a humble friar who spent the whole day in prayer while fulfilling his duties as a porter. He always had the rosary in his hand. And when Mass was celebrated in the church, he tried to go whenever his obligations did not prevent him. And when he couldn't attend, at the time of the consecration, when he heard the bell, he would kneel down and watch, as if on television, the Mass that was being celebrated in the church. God manifested his love for the humble St. John Macias, giving him the apostle St. John the Evangelist as his childhood companion, and granting him many gifts such as supernatural knowledge and performing miracles. Hopefully, we learn from the example of his life to live our faith fully and to seek happiness in loving, serving, and doing good to all those around us. St. John Macias was born on March 2, 1585, in the small town of Ribera del Fresno. Our saint was very penitent and offered his penances and prayers for the salvation of sinners and the release of souls from purgatory. He was extremely poor, content with two white tunics, which had served others, and a scapular and black cape. His cell consisted of an oak bed, nailed with the skin of a bull, and on top of it a folded blanket and a pillow for a headboard. Two boards on some adobe chairs served him as a table, a flat wooden bench without a back, a very crude and poorly carved box, and a cord from which he hung his robes. The adornment of paintings on the walls were some paper prints, but among this poverty there was an image of Our Lady of Bethlehem at the top of good painting, but in a poor frame. The bed served no more than an ornament to belie the rigor of his mortification. He only used the bed when he was sick, adding a blanket to a very low mattress, and then he was only allowed to lie down on the command of obedience. The very day of his taking the habit, the devil expressed his displeasure. At night, being already in this cell, the demon, feigning a great earthquake, presented to his sight amidst the noise of the tremor that the walls of the cell were falling apart, and that, dislodged, the adobes were falling to the ground with the ceiling, as if it were actually happening, over the body of St. John Macias. The saint called God and his friend St. John the Evangelist, and at once he was free of that fright, and the entire cell was complete without any sign of damage, knowing in this way the devil's trickery. The same thing happened many times, but with the same effect, taking nothing from the servant of God other than to humble himself and give repeated thanks to God, because he kept him free from the devil's traps, tricks, and snares. Other great sufferings St. John Macias had to endure at the hands of demons. As in the lives of all the saints, God allowed the devil to manifest himself to make the saint suffer, and in this way to better understand the existence of evil, so the saint can offer his sufferings for sinners who are on the way to eternal damnation. The demons appeared to St. John Macias visibly in numerous armies that he could not count them, and in hideous figures that the saint could not bear the sight of it, threatening him that the demons would kill him and take revenge on his person if the saint continued with his exercises towards God. Other times, when a great multitude of demons stood before the saint, they shouted at him and shouted with horrendous voices, "Traitor, liar, hypocrite, do you think you have gained something with God? Are you unaware that he knows all your wickedness and sacrileges? You are killing yourself with fasts and disciplines, and in the end, you will have to come with us to be imprisoned in hell." But the servant of God took refuge in these incidents to ask for mercy, calling to his aid to God, the Virgin Mary, Our Lady, St. John the Evangelist, St. Joseph, and other saints he was devoted to, and making the sign of the cross against the enemies, the saint made them run away from his presence. On other occasions, when he was secluded in his cell, an infinite number of demons came in with a lot of noise and crowds, and seizing the servant of God by the feet, they would drag him out through the bedroom to the cloister with great uproar and laughter. Some of the demons punched and slapped the saint, others stepped on his belly and head, and others scratched his face until St. John Macias invoked the names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and the enemies left, leaving him bruised and scratched. Most of the days, the servant of God woke up all scratched, injured, and full of bruises on his face, but he admired the religious who looked at him with attention and care. They saw his face clean, healthy, and without a sign of scratches or bruises. Sometimes the demons threw the saint into the air, but invoking the sacred names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, they left him. The same thing happened when he was praying in church. Among many, the demons caught him, beat him with great speed, wounding him on the way and grinding him with fierce blows until the saint, using his ordinary means of invoking Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, found himself suddenly as before, kneeling at the altar. Sometimes St. John Macias would paint small crosses on the walls with charcoal in the places where the demons appeared to him, and when he entered the church, he would fill his hand with holy water and sprinkle it all over his face and head. But in all the situations, he used his ejaculatory prayer, "Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, be with me." What made the saint suffer the most was the condemnation of some acquaintances for whom he prayed. One day, the servant of God was in conversation with a witness. The saint was telling this witness that a certain rich and powerful person had just died in the city, and suddenly the saint, instantly snatched away from himself, told this witness, "It would be better for him not to have been born, because his command and wealth have served him well for condemnation, and it has cost me many diligences and prayers that I have done to God for him, and they have not benefited him." And having said this, the saint came to himself and warned the witness that he had regretted having said it, because the saint became sadder than he was, and in a hurry, he left the conversation and said goodbye with a hug to the witness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.